This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour now. This is the ever-loving, not-for-everybody DJV program. We are the other
not
program.
Not for everybody?
Yeah, we're not really. We're for more people.
We're supposed to be for everybody.
Well, but we're for everybody, but we're not for everybody. You know what I mean? If you want to listen
yeah,
to
you
a
know
one-sided
that's
conversation.
That's a hell of an endorsement. Yeah,
thank you.
Wow. Okay.
That's our new, this is the slogan.
I'm glad you're not on the sales team. Let's put it that way.
The DJV show, not for everybody. It's tough psychologically.
We might want to work on the marketing, I think.
We'll work
on the elevator pitch.
Our consultant, Mike, right now is just like, oh.
The DJV show, sometimes we don't stink.
Right.
That's not. Now, see, you've done what everybody else does. You misinterpret my words. You're twisting and turning the...
Welcome to the public sphere.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. When maybe I should just stop talking about that, because I had something different in mind, frankly. However, something more important going on. Listen to this. Victoria's going to fill you in on the details here, but... This is a, I don't know if this is a stunt, but this is for all of you who love the TSA or not, as I am one of those not members of the of large society of people who think they're a bunch of dunderheads and knuckleheads. They are now in charge of pipeline security. And you're going to say, huh? So why don't we go through this, Victoria, and you explain
are they
the geniuses.
Take their shoes off before I check?
This is your tax. This is your government. This is the new administration at its finest. Okay, so
well,
explain.
No. Actually, well, this is George W. Bush. This is how this all started.
Well, so yeah, but it's still, question, it could be though, fixed quickly. But
well, the question that you asked is why is the TSA in charge of pipeline cybersecurity? The reason is this is a leftover from 2002, post 9/11, when the TSA was newly created at the time, and they were given statutory authority to secure surface transportation. So that's how they got involved with pipelines to begin with. They weren't in charge of the actual, like, if they leak, though that still is under the Department of Transportation. So now, what the latest is the Department of Homeland Security is they're going to issue a set of regulations so that pipeline companies have to report cyber attacks to the federal government. And so, and during the tech report, Jen, when we were talking about this, I thought of you because we were talking, you know, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks since the Colonial Pipeline attack about paying ransoms. And so now we're going to have to, the rubber will meet the road now. If the federal government says, well, we don't negotiate with, you know, hackers, terrorists, whatever the, you know, the Harrison Ford line is, then what are we going to do now? Because the actual demand for ransoms has gone up 300-something% was the number that we talked about last week in the tech report. So, and these companies are paying it. They're paying it on the side, and they're getting their information back. So now, if this is all going to be under federal control, what's the new policy going to be? Because essentially, these hackers have everybody, you know, by the you-know-what, and if you pay the ransom, then you get your software back. So it'll be interesting to see what the actual guidelines are going forward now that this is going to all be under Homeland Security.
Right. That's true. It didn't make any sense put it under the Energy Department.
Well, yes, it's Homeland Security makes sense. The TSA, not so much. But the weird thing is, back in 2012, there was a congressional effort to institute these mandatory requirements, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce squashed it. So, you know, and here we are now with, it's a hack a day. And that we know of. And so we're in a huge mess with cybersecurity.
A hack a day.
We're so far behind. Yeah.
In Guam, they say, have a day, but have a day and hack a day are not the same thing. Joe Biden's administration is thinking about making work from home permanent for some people. They're at least contemplating how to return the federal workforce to the offices, to government offices. So now they're encouraging people to come back, but they are also allowing more employees to work from home. So one wonders in terms of government efficiency how this has worked. We know that in private business, it has been very successful in some circumstances and a damn disaster in others. But when it comes to government, for example, teaching and teachers, many teachers have taken advantage of the circumstance, and so have other public employees. And I'll give you an example in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts. The building inspector has had his crew. He's got six inspectors, you know, the electric inspector and the plumbing inspector and those people that go out and check the sign guys. Those people have all been working 10, 12 hours a day during the pandemic. The reason they have is because they took on extra duties the Board of Health wasn't doing. The Board of Health allowed their employees to work from home, which meant there were no inspections for anything. And most of the people, according to the folks even in town and City Hall, have not gone to work. They haven't done anything. Much like many teachers.
Yeah, it doesn't work in all circumstances.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I don't want a work-from-home plumber, you know? Like, I mean, it's... And Verizon was doing that. Verizon was doing that, where you just do a video chat.
Virtual, right.
Yeah, you just fix your own problem. So, I'm not really down with that.
It's cheaper for them.
And the excuse
that people use, like yesterday, who did I call? Oh, I called the credit card company because I've been charged for something for months and months, and I keep calling and... So they tell you at the very beginning, you can go, this is so offensive, you can go online and figure it out. No, I don't want to go online. I'm not paying for that. I want to talk to a human being.
Exactly, I can't, which is why I'm calling you.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. That's that attitude. And we all know, we've heard it from any number of sources. When you want to have service, when you want to have something fixed, they tell you to go online. And nine times out of ten when I go online, it doesn't get fixed.
Things get worse for some people. For me, it's so much faster. When they say go online, it's because you can start a chat right away with customer service. And I find that I solve any issue at, like, lightning speed rather than waiting
on
the phone.
From now on, I'll call you and you can take care of my issues. Then.
How about you just go online and just chat? It's super easy.
I go online and chat. And I normally find the people, the chat response I get from...
This is like telling my mom to do this, so I know that the outcome is not going to be good.
So then why did you ask?
When I've used the chat feature, they're always like, well, we'll assign you a case number and get back to you.
Yeah, and call us back in 4 months. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. In Iran, the parliament speaker says that a three-month monitoring agreement with the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so you can't come visit us anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Fortunately, that's how it has been the whole time, which is why Trump took us out of the Iran agreement, which is what boggles my mind about why Biden is so desperate to get back in.
And is he desperate? Is that the word?
Well, absolutely. They started producing these incredible rates when Trump took us out of the agreement.
And guess what? They already had those abilities. That's how we knew they had
the abilities, but they weren't doing it.
Oh, no, they were. They were not following the guidelines.
I wouldn't trust them.
Agreement that they're talking about, the rest of the world, these other countries that went into this agreement with Iran are still in that agreement, and they're still violating the agreement. This is because they do not have any intention of ever following it. But yeah, the administration's been in Geneva having secret behind-the-scenes talks to try to get back in to the
agreement
with
them. And they're behind the scenes?
Not very well kept.
Wow, that's big time stuff. All right.
Exactly, fly to Iran, right?
Why would you want to? 15 after the hour, when we continue our conversation here, a few vaccine questions that might need some addressing right after these words.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, 17 after the hour here on the DJV program. So let's tackle a couple of vaccine questions, shall we, ladies? According to a new survey, nearly two-thirds of U.S. employers plan to require employees to produce proof of their vaccination. And then there's some other companies that are trying a different approach. They're trying to coax their employees to get the shots. And if you get a shot, you get a $1,000 bonus or whatever it is. I'd get a shot for $1,000, wouldn't you? I would think that would be an incentive.
If I was already planning on doing it, I might hold out and you know, let them convince me. And then give me $1,000.
I don't know if you guys saw, there's this new study that's out. And it caught my eye because I feel like there's this whole gray area of people not knowing what to do with people who've had COVID.
Yeah.
And the new study that's out says that mild COVID-19 cases can lead to antibody protection for life. That's the headline. It's from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and they believe that COVID protection will likely last for the rest of our lives, essentially. And this is what has been said by the other coronaviruses, SARS and MERS. When people have that, for 18 plus years, and that's just the number of years that's been researching, there's T-cell immunity. And so this is a big deal. You may not have antibodies, and this says it. Researchers explain that initial reports claiming COVID antibodies fade away quickly after an infection did not have all the facts. Mm. Their findings reveal that although a number of immune cells making antibodies drop once the patient is healthy, they never totally go away. So
that's great.
I don't know. I think that's there's a really lot to look at here. Yeah. If you've got it, do you really need to get the vaccine? And there's, you know, I think this is the area where there is not a lot of information.
No answers. Right. No good answers. Right. Okay, there were questions being asked in Congress. Senator Susan Collins of Maine asked Dr. Walensky, who runs the CDC, about how often the COVID is transmitted if you are out of doors. And apparently there's no, even after all of this, there's no good answer. There's no, you know, the claim was that 10% of the people that get COVID get it when they're outside. But, okay, so Susan Collins
says,
how do
you... No, she said under 10%, but the number is 0.0009. And so they held her to the fire on that.
No,
that's a
she
big
said
lie.
10%, but the real number is what you
she
just
said. She said definitely under 10%, but the number is closer to like 0.009% of people get it outdoors. And so, I mean, that's a big gap, and people thought that she was not being honest. And
nobody gets it outdoors, basically. That's the bottom line.
Very Very in the lead here, though. Apparently, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, had an investigation into China that the Biden administration shut down. Big story out today.
All right, so that'll come in the next half hour. 21 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Three half the hour now on the DJV program. Now, see, Phil, that's the kind of music that gets us excited, ready to go, up and at 'em. Come on, let's hit it, Jay. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, trending stories. So what's in the John Cena playbook other than he's the bad guy in the new Fast and Furious? What's he doing?
He's getting slammed as, quote-unquote, being pathetic and spineless. So he was doing an interview on Taiwanese
TV. That about wraps it up. What happened? Go ahead.
He was promoting the F9, the new Fast and Furious movie, and he had said that Taiwan is the first country that will be able to watch F9. And Chinese fans were all irate.
They're already watching it, actually. They have it there now.
They referred to Taiwan, that he referred to Taiwan as a country and not part of China. And so he issued this complex apology. He did his apology in Mandarin.
Groveling for the friggin' Chinese.
Well, and a lot of people clearly he didn't do, like, Google Translate. This is probably from the movie studio saying, this is our biggest audience, don't piss off anybody in
Asia.
That's
what that's true. They said that they would have lost tons of money, but that just shows how China is in total control of Hollywood. I mean,
how much money how much money has China put into F9?
Right, and I heard someone joking that now he's going to go back to WWE and Hulk Hogan's going to fight him in the... an America versus China match.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this is another example of Hollywood ignoring China's faults and happily taking its money.
You can F China as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's keep going here. By the way, the movie has done very well in China already, and China is a huge audience for our movies. That's why the Chinese government is investing a lot of money in trying to control a lot of the product that's coming out, because they then find it more usable, if you will, or adaptable for their culture. Okay, next up, Seth Rogen discussing the cancel culture. Like, I really want to have Seth Rogen give me advice about cancel culture. Okay, so what?
Why not?
Because he's a dip, but that's just me. I never
Well, really he has a very reasonable response to comedian cancel culture, and people need to stop whining about it. He says, hey, if you, like, jokes are not made to always last and stand the test of time. If you
right.
made a joke and it
I
aged terribly,
that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. If you made a joke and it aged terribly, accept it. If you don't think your joke aged terribly, then keep saying it.
In other
it.
Words,
everyone
if I said something 10 years ago, if I said something, it was a joke 10 years ago, and it's not funny now, I shouldn't be held responsible, and I agree with that 100%. What is in the past is in the past. Don't be pushing people off of a cliff because they did something, you know, maybe considered silly or whatever it was. It was acceptable then. So what are you going to this is rewriting history. I'm with him. I don't like Seth Rogen, but I like this.
I don't think that there, you know, if there's something that somebody said back, you know, once upon a time and it just didn't hold up, like he's saying, hey, it didn't hold up, acknowledge it and move on. People just need to stop whining about cancel culture.
But there's so much, yeah, all right. So you also have the story, we were just talking about this off the air. Victoria, I don't know if you've ever heard Tim Conway Jr. He's on at night at KFI. Jennifer and I like him a lot. He's a very interesting guy, actually, and on a very good radio station. But he apparently took some liberties, did a sketch, which he does a lot, on some Chinese person, I don't even know, Yoko Sakamoto. What was the story?
Of Vic the Brick Jacobs. Vic the Brick Jacobs is a very popular, iconic sports guy in Southern California radio. He was on the Rick D show. He's been with iHeartRadio.
Vic the Brick. I remember that. Okay, so is that why there was a problem? Because this woman is the wife of somebody famous? What's the big...
Well, no, the problem is the five-minute skit being incredibly racist. It was Tim Conway Jr. and his executive producer, Sharon... How do you say her last name? Bellio?
Bellio.
She was the one that did the accent. She did the impression.
Schtick. It's his... Yeah, but
you're talking,
schtick.
Doug, about, like, if this was a joke from the 90s, then, okay, we could let it all go. But, like, Tim Conway, does he need a senior evaluation to figure out what year it is? Because, I mean, this is... He should have known, and this went on for 5 minutes.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17, making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A vote to establish a commission on January's takeover of the Capitol building could happen very soon. But is it what the American people really want in light of turmoil appearing around the world? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22, ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
In what is described as a big step toward normalcy, Hawaii Governor David Ige on Tuesday announced that masks are no longer required outdoors and ocean sports would again be allowed. The changes come as Hawaii pushes more people to get vaccinated and as tourism continues to make a speedy recovery. Governor Ige said getting vaccinated is the best way to get to normal so that we can relax the restrictions. End quote. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, a big, big production. This is a big radio show for everybody. Okay, I fixed that, girls. Okay, you all right now? This is something for everybody here. Inspiring.
We fixed things
crowds.
Quickly here because yes, we had nothing for nobody, and now we've got something for
something
everybody.
For everybody.
Amazing.
Including some inspiration from Lady Gaga, who says, don't be insecure if your heart is pure. I kind of like that. Very poetic, right? Don't be insecure. If your heart is pure, go for it. So there we have it.
Did you see her interview that on the new Prince Harry and Oprah series where Glenn Close and Gaga? Apparently Gaga was, wow, what an ordeal. She was, when she was a teen, she was starting out in the music business.
Oh, she had a terrible life. Yeah,
and she was kidnapped, raped, and impregnated by a producer who basically held all of her music for ransom. Horrible, yeah. Horrible. Oh, my God.
Guy should be shot. Yeah.
How many of the people who never made it in the business have the same stories? I mean, yeah. Lady Gaga is lucky enough to have a platform to tell that story, but, man, yeah. I can only imagine that happens all the time.
Awful. Okay, so let's get to this, the continuing saga, if you will, of Dr. Fauci, who has gotten overexposed. I admit to, at the beginning, especially paying a lot of attention to what he said and thinking, okay, this guy's pretty smart, kind of cool. He's 80 years old. He's still got the job he's had for 40 years. He must know something. And I think he does know a lot, frankly. I think he's very smart, but I think he's worn out his welcome. So what's the latest example?
Maybe also not true intentioned. I think that's the question. That's what people are.
I mean, was he being genuine in all of the things that he suggested we ought to do or ought not do? Is that the question?
Because it's a matter of public record now that the organization that he ran took money, private money, after he was told by the Obama administration to knock off gain-of-function research, which creates bioweapons, essentially. And he was told not to do that anymore. He wasn't going to get government funding. So he took private money, and he funneled it through another organization here in the country, and they sent it directly to that lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where many people now believe the virus slipped out of. Now, we don't know if it was intentional or not. No one's.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. I mean, that's the thing. We have to be honest. We don't know if the virus was let out on purpose or if there was a leak or if something went wrong. We don't know that. But more evidence is now pointing to the fact that it did come from this lab, despite the attempts by a lot of people in the country and in the media and the World Health Organization trying to say that this came from an animal and it was not created. But there are a lot of markers on this virus. And Victoria, I can remember clear as day, we had this conversation probably a year ago,
mm-hmm.
where you said one of your friends was looking at it and said, there's no way those tentacles on the outside, there's no way that that was natural, that it looked like the cell that was already in that virus.
A family friend of ours has worked for Fauci on SARS and has studied for virology and is a research scientist, and he said his quote was, he said, when you look at it, he goes, it looks pretty spliced together. That's what his exact quote was.
Many other doctors agree that there's markers in this that show that this was created, lab created. And so why the lies about this? And here's the latest story, and it's not, again, this is, unfortunately, because we are so politicized right now, there was an attempt to try to say that the idea of it coming from a lab was political conspiracy theories, and people tried to poo-poo that idea. People try to poo-poo the idea that Fauci had something to do with it. But CNN, who we can agree is probably not very favorable to people who line up with Trump or conservative thought, have a story out today about President Biden's team when they came into office. I guess towards the end of Trump's presidency, there was a very quiet investigation at the State Department led by Mike Pompeo, who was Secretary of State at the time, to try to gain evidence that the Chinese government was holding back to prove that the coronavirus originated in this lab. That team was shut down after Biden came into office. They say that they didn't like the evidence that he was finding, and they shut it down. So my question would be, if we are really, like, now worried about transparency, if we're really worried about getting to the bottom of this, why was that investigation stopped? Why wouldn't it carry over from administration to administration?
Well, what do
and
you
the White
think,
House...
Jennifer?
Yeah. Well, the White, look, I'm not here to speculate. I'm asking the question. But the original, the question that was asked to Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing this week was, hey, this evidence is mounting up now. You can't really run away from the idea that the people are thinking that there is credible evidence that proves that it came from this lab. And she said, well, we're relying on international investigators. Well, the international investigators that they're relying on come from the World Health Organization. And I think most of us, I think all of us here at least, can agree that the World Health Organization has been acting in the best interest of China, not in the best interest of people around the globe. And so do we trust any investigation that they get when China can easily stonewall them and they're not going to push or ask questions?
Nope.
I think we need an investigation.
Right. All right. Moderna says the vaccine will work in teenagers. And so now for their brand, they're seeking FDA approval. The two-shot vaccine produced the same immune response in teenagers as it did in adults. What about Pfizer? What do we know
Pfizer
about that?
Pfizer is ahead of them. Pfizer already has been approved for children. Yeah. So the Moderna has they just wrapped up their, because you know you have to go through phases of testing.
Yeah.
So they just wrapped that up, and now they're going to get they'll be the second ones approved for it.
Okay. Put yourself in this lady's position. You ready, ladies? Jay, Victoria, Jennifer. This is the story of a woman who went to 23andMe to figure out who her father was. The lady's name is Bianca Voss. Her mother and father apparently couldn't conceive, so they decided to go to a doctor who specialized. And if you don't think this comes out of a Law and Order episode, you're crazy. This guy, Martin Greenberg, used his sperm 83 times.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be finding...
There was a story about that not so long ago, right?
I know.
There was a show about that, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's right out of the pages of Law and Order, which came first. But how do you feel when you find out something like that? Does it really make... I mean, you wanted some sperm from somebody that worked, so... Other than the doctor being a greedy SOB.
But what kind of sicko, you know? I mean,
No, but there was a show about this called Almost Family, and there was one of the storylines at the beginning of the series was one of the main characters sleeps with someone, and then it's like, wait a second, are you my brother? Because then it's found out that her biological dad fathered all these kids via this exact same way.
Pretty gross. Pretty gross. Can we backtrack for just a second?
Don't we always?
Well,
your claim is go
for it. Yeah.
No. Well, this is back to Jennifer's point. And what we said in the last half hour, which I wanted to get this out of my chest, and I didn't have time to, so I'm going to right now. The idea of wearing a mask is something I have supported from the beginning. I thought that it made sense medically. I was convinced that it made sense medically. It was more than just what Fauci said. It was just kind of, it just made sense. And then I thought, okay, whether I need to or not, I listened to Jennifer and some other folks like Jack Stockwell say, you know what, you don't really need a mask, doesn't do you any good. Here's the stat that proves that. And I thought, you know what, I'm still going to be polite and
there
wear the mask.
There are stats that prove it does work. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You can
it's on both sides. Right, yeah. Exactly. But to listen now, if you didn't hear the conversation about what the CDC director said regarding the efficacy of wearing a mask outside and whether or not you ought to wear a mask outside, the fact now is that and she was called out on it, that you used the number 0.009% or something.
Yeah.
It's 0.01 or close to it. Anyway, it's nil. The fact that some people are telling you to wear a mask outside and at public events.
Wait, no, they've already taken all that away.
Well,
there are no more outdoor masks. No, Doug, this is a couple weeks old now. The CDC has already said you do not need to wear a mask outdoors.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated.
And now indoors, you don't need to either.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated, that's the point.
And the point is that they knew this information, though. And so if it is true that there is that low of a transmission rate, why is anybody wearing a mask outdoors? Why do you see people wearing a mask outdoors? You shouldn't have to do that if we're following the science. And the big lie, since everybody likes to talk about the big lie, is to represent that, the transmission rate is under 10%. Well, that makes you think it's like 9%, 8%, 7%. That's about as low as you would think. But if it's 0.0009,
it's almost impossible.
Nothing.
Right. Yeah. And I actually think the 0.009 or whatever that is, I still think that, and that's based on testing. And then the contact tracer say, well, where were you? Well, I was outside at a state park. Okay, but where else were you? That you didn't get it from being outside at the state park. You went somewhere else and you got it at the grocery store, but the last place you were was maybe outside.
So
the outside thing, I have always said from the beginning, I'm like, I don't know, And again, going back to our virologist family friend, you know, everybody was kind of shocked. We went over to a family barbecue at his place last summer, and everybody walked in wearing masks. And he goes, everybody, unless you're in the house, he goes outside, masks off, everybody's fine. And we were like a little bit like, oh, is this okay? Because the CDC doesn't say that. And then, you know, then we realized, and he walked everybody through the science of that. And that was a year ago we were doing that. So, yeah, the CDC, I don't know. They need an overhaul.
Yep, they sure do. New leadership. Okay, in a moment, some entertainment news that I think you'll find extraordinarily interesting. More interesting than anything else you'd hear about. Forget TMZ. Forget all that stuff. We've got it here, and you'll get it next. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Okay, Alex Trebek won the Daytime Emmy. Well, he's got the nomination. The show isn't until the 25th of June. But how can
he not win?
I was going to say, he won. Come on.
Right. Drew Barrymore, okay. Outstanding Game Show Host nominees, Wayne Brady, Steve Harvey, Alfonso Ribeiro. Who's he? I don't know who he is. Who's he?
Hey, Carlson.
Fresh Prince. Yeah. What does he host now? Is it America's
Funniest
Videos?
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh, okay, that guy. Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek. They're the ones up for game show. Outstanding entertainment.
They're all fantastic. But if Alex doesn't win, come on.
Yeah,
burn the house down. Outstanding entertaining talk show, Drew Barrymore, Ellen, Kelly Clarkson, Live with Kelly and Ryan, and the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. Bet that Kelly and Ryan will win. What do you think? Yes?
I like Kelly Clarkson. She's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Kelly has won before. She won a slew of Emmys last year. So,
but the chemistry between her and Ryan is very good, and people like it. Okay, let's see. Outstanding entertainment talk host. The show. I just went through the shows. The hosts, Drew Barrymore, Kelly Clarkson, Sean Evans, Hoda, and Jenna Bush, and Kelly Ripa and Ryan. I'm going to bet that this is going to be divided. Kelly gets one, and Kelly and Ryan get the other. What do you think? Yes? And Trebek gets for a game show host.
I don't know. We'll see.
I put my money on those. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The show is on the 25th. Ruth Bader Ginsburg apparently gave all, according to TMZ, and of course they don't usually get things wrong, they got a copy of her will. How the hell would they get a copy of her will? How does TMZ get a copy?
It's public record, maybe.
It's public. Some of it's public record, which is what this was her, like, probate will or something.
Yeah.
So in California, that's public record. TMZ amazes me because, you know, the guy that Harvey Levin or whatever, he's a lawyer, and so he knows the ins and outs of court filings and everything, and they just have people sitting there in front of the courthouse waiting to see people file for divorce.
Oh, my God, what a world. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour, well, let's see here. Warren Eckstein's here, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. He puts to ease everybody who's having an anxiety attack over how their dogs are behaving themselves or not behaving themselves. I got after Daisy last night because she was running around the barnyard and there was an old hot dog left over from the weekend. It was on the ground, and she ran to get it, and she looked at me and ran away while she was eating it because she knew I didn't approve of her eating all that stuff. But I don't know how to keep her from being a dog, even though I got...
Well, I think the answer from Warren's going to be, you don't. You let her be a dog.
Hi, Warren. I need some help here. What's the story? How do I keep my dog from eating stuff off the ground?
It's not a dog problem. It's a dog better clean up his farm problem. That's what it sounds like to me. You know? I'll give you a prime example.
I was supposed to sweep up all the poop from the ducks. She likes to eat that, too.
Listen to what I do. All right, I have a typical house, 60 by 100, you know, yard.
Yep.
In my backyard is where my dogs go, unless I'm walking them somewhere else. Before my dogs go out my back door in my own yard, I go out there first. Now, that may sound a little eccentric to people, and God forbid I should sound eccentric. But the thing that's so important about it is that I've noticed occasional mushrooms growing in the backyard. something else there in the backyard that shouldn't be there. Someone threw something over the fence from the alley. So I'm always very, very conscientious. So if you were it's more difficult, obviously, in your situation. You have a barn. But I always look around and scout the area where my dog's going to be.
There's a little difference between having a 60 by 90 backyard and 114 acres. This is moderately different.
Listen, you can have 1 acre or 100 acres.
I think the answer to that is called a leash.
Yeah, you can have 1 acre or 100 acres. A hot dog on the floor is still a hot dog on the floor. Whether it's in my little backyard or your farm, it's still a hot dog on the floor. Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring up something. Okay?
Please.
I talked about this on my show, and it's not a pleasant
the
subject.
The pet show is on, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all around the country, many of these same stations every weekend. I listen for it, the pet show, and you can go to find out the info about it at thepetshow.com. All right, go ahead.
Something called end-of-life photography for pets. It's something I was unaware of, but there's a photographer in Maine, and she says she's doing this, and people are really excited about it. So if you have an older dog that you know is not going to be around for much longer, or a dog that's in dire straits, really ill, and not going to be around longer, she will take those photographs of your pet. Now, some people say that's kind of morbid, and some people say it's an incredible memory of saying goodbye to their best friend. But I had never heard that. I don't know if anyone there has, but I had never heard of end-of-life photography for dogs and cats. But
I've heard of vets who specialize in end-of-life for dogs.
Oh, yeah. All of my dogs have crossed the bridge in my home. I don't know. I kind of mixed emotions about it. I was talking about it. Some of my listeners said, you know, I think it's a great idea to have those memories. And other people said, you know what? I just want to remember the dog when she was healthy. So I guess it's an option for people to do.
I would say take as many pictures as you can while they're healthy, because, you know, looking back at when I lost my little Cooper over a year ago, you know, looking back at the last 6 months of his life, I didn't even realize, you know, he had a stomach tumor and he had lost a lot of weight. And it's so sad and depressing for me to see him in the last few months because he was so thin.
That's a great point, though, Victoria, because what I also
do it while they're healthy.
I take photos of my dogs monthly. Because this way I can look at them month to month and I'm crazy. But I do that because I want to look at what they look like in April, now what they look like in May, what they look like in March. This way it gives me, did they lose weight? Did they gain weight? These are all things that are indicative to me that there may be a problem or may not. So, yes, maybe I'm a little crazy when it comes to it, but I think it's a good idea for people to take monthly or every other month photos of their dog or cat to see if they notice any changes and watch them. Watch them when there's nothing going on and then watch them when there's something going on to notice any. Because if you catch them early on, if you catch behavior issues or if you catch even medical issues early on, it's a lot easier to cure them than it is to let it go on for months and months. So if you notice your cat lost weight, what's the reason for it? If you notice your dog gained weight, what's the reason for it? And that's when you need to take action.
One of the things that was important this week, I'm sure you'll talk about it on your pet show this weekend, is it was National Rescue Dog Day the other day. There are, you know, I've done that. My dog came from a rescue situation, my Daisy May. But these dogs that are abandoned by their owners, these people should be hung by their nails, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway,
rescuing dogs and cats. Listen, the rescuing dogs and cats, I don't think there's anything. There's the Yiddish word called
greater
mitzvah.
Greater calling.
A Yiddish word called mitzvah, calling. Which exactly, then rescuing a dog or rescuing a cat. Just watching, you know, sometimes it takes a couple of days for them to decompress, but just watching the change from being so depressed and feeling so bad, and then all of a sudden you see that little smile come on their face, and it makes
oh, my God.
Worth it.
It's like I was talking about.
I'm crying
Daisy.
Now, Doug. I'm crying.
I know. Well, Daisy, when I got after her last night for eating a hot dog on the ground, I put her in the truck, and she looked at me with those eyes, and she reached out with her paw and pawed at my leg to, you know, make sure everything was okay. Of course it is.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.